Boom, 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 boom. Oh, 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 okay. Eric and Mercy, your chick. Okay, so. Beautiful morning, you the sunshine, my morning, babe. Nothing to what? Okay, so, why Eric Kim is the glitch? So if you ever watched Wreck-It Ralph, I'm actually quoting Kanye. You know, you got the glitch, right? So the glitch is like the computer thing, the systems where you don't follow the traditional rules, and everyone is so concerned and confused because they're like, wait, he's not playing by the rule book. Like, what's he up to? I don't trust him. He's up to no good, right? But actually, I think the intelligent way to think about things is, yeah, like, glitches are good. I think the world needs more glitches because the world's boring. Oh, yeah, living LA for lives. Yeah, and actually, you know, in life, right? My personal thought is the only mortal sin against God is boredom, right? It's like not pain and misery and blah blahs, but essentially it's just boredom, which is nice. The colors are in this. Okay, Lumisicus S9, dump the loser Leicas. Leicas for loser. Whoa, look how beautiful the colors are. Never want to leave LA. Live for lives, right? And actually the funny facts, super facts, is you know, people are just happier in LA. It's yeah, leave the loser Bay Area. Nobody cares about tech anymore. Raging Bull, Robert De Niro's, right? And the reason why I think this is so important is that, I mean, everyone wants to be happier. I don't know nobody who does not want to be happy, right? And so we try to chase happiness through, you know, like X, Y, and Z, right? But guys, I think I figured out the secret for happiness. Very simple, a 100% pedestrian lifestyle, right? We recently was doing some house huntings in the valley and stuff like that. I'm like, man, I do not wish this existence even upon my worst enemies. And also the Vibram Five Fingers LX model. Don't buy any other loser shoes, right? It's, oh yeah, go Dodgers. Dodgers, LA for life, baby. LA. UK supports LA. Yeah, Los Angeles, baby. LA, LA. Yeah. And actually, yeah, the Lumix S9 with the pancake 26 millimeter is lit AF. Eric Kim recommended. I mean, obviously, I love the Ricos, but I mean, I might buy one in the next year or two again. But I think the practical thing is the big issue that I've been having with the Ricos, they just keep breaking on me. I mean, only Eric Kim will put a million actuations on a Ricoh GR3 3X. So yeah, I think once again, Eric Kim's the clutch. Yeah, LA. LA, LA, yeah. I'm living LA forever. But yeah, still, I think the path to the future is not the loser iPhone, iPhone Pro. I've been, people have been asking, they're like, are you a day trader? And I'm like, no. And then I thought about it, I'm like, maybe I am. Look at this Bitcoin orange road work ahead signs, right? And yeah, like if you're curious for the traditional accounts, Roth IRA, blah, blah, I'm 100% committed to MicroStrategy, MSTR for life, Michael Saylor for life. Yeah, sold all the Apple stuff, Bitcoin, BTC to the moons. Also some good intels. Apparently, man, this is where, like, I guess Twitter does matter because, yeah, just follow Michael Saylor on Twitter. He seems to know what's up. So essentially the big intel is, their shareholders meeting in December, Microsoft is actually considering purchasing Bitcoin in the balance sheet. If this happens, this is going to be, I think, insanity for Bitcoins. I think it's going to be good. I mean, like, numbers don't lie. Like, everyone's like, is this going to do? I'm like, dude, just like, go on Fidelity, go on your JP Morgan Chase, you know, brokerage account, whatevs, right? And just like, look at the numbers. I think it's a, it's like institutional adoption, right? And the fair, was it? The Fair Accounting Standards Board, FASB, FASB.org, is going to be super, super lit. Everything good? Chilling, man. You getting the sun? You getting the sun? Looking super good. So yeah, I think starting January, first year of institutional acceptance. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. And people say, crypto bro, don't be a crypto bro, be a Bitcoin bro. Bitcoin Spartan. I'm gonna be the next Paul Getty. Oh, by the way, if you've been in LA, visiting LA, definitely go to Getty, getty.edu. Go to both. You go both in a day and just use the same parking ticket. Getty Villa and also the Epic Getty Boats is amazing. Go on a Saturday or Sunday. Super, super awesome. And yeah, and Coversea is the future. And I don't know, I feel like I'm on the next level. I'm just like living in cyberspace. Digital real estate, digital capital. And I still think that's the best way. What's up, Chief?
Hey, what's up, brother?
You having a nice morning?
Pretty good.
You have good energy, bro. So yeah, I think Culver City is the best one. I mean, it's still like, I mean, obviously I love Apple, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs for life. Erkin. Yeah. UK. Alright. But, alas. Yeah, and actually, I guess also, like, what I like about vlogging on the S9 is, yeah, like, you've just... So, there's this new, like, LUT, L-U-T, I don't even know what it is because I don't do video. But it's essentially just, like, a really nice preset. And I think a lot of people who do the color grading and stuff like that. Yeah, the colors are super awesome. They're just, like, one of the built-in, like, cross filters. And kind of my thought has always been, I like this idea of, like, you know... Essentially, let's see, I'm gonna show off my muscles. So don't hate me because I'm so much more handsome than you, right? It's like, yeah. The muscles, even my niece Amelia, she's like, Eric, something, I don't get it. You're so skinny, but you're so strong. And I'm like, yeah, I love it, right? And also, skinnier, slimmer is more beautiful. If you're a bodybuilder, do it the Eric Kim aesthetic is better to have a slim waist. I think I'm like a size 32 or 31. Six pack, 5% body fat, whatevs, right? And just, make it look like he's on the juice, but not on the juice. Yeah, wow, the color is so nice. And actually, a philosophical thought about colors, right, is that real life, so film, cinema, media, blah blah, is black and white. It should not actually try to resemble reality. So I think one of the primary issues and problems that people do is they try to make the artwork, the paintings, look like real life. But actually, in fact, art is different from reality. Reality, we should just enjoy reality, but artwork, we should actually try to make it not look like reality, which is kind of a, you know, big idea. And also, people is curious about what Bitcoin is. To me, like, Bitcoin is a combination of both financial engineering, the first perfectly engineered money, right? And also, you know, it's a piece of art. I think it's beautiful. It's very few things on the planet are beautiful. I think Bitcoin is beautiful. Bitcoin is beautiful. My body is beautiful. So is yours, right? We all beautiful together, right? And yeah, I think about the futures, right? I mean, it's like obvious. Just so, there's a dude named Farokh, F-A-R-O-K-H. he did. I'm like, man, I don't really care about politics, but once money's involved, you had to care about politics. So even Donald Trump, right? Like, he's like super pro Bitcoin. Like, just watch the 2024, was it Nashville Bitcoin talk? Like, it was hilarious. And then the talk with Farouk, very honest. Even the funny thing with the, you know, Donald Trump, I always thought him like, you know, Hitler 2.0, but you watch an interview with him, he's actually quite likable. Especially that there's been, what, 2 assassination attempts on his life? I'm like, yes. Anybody, like, even if that's happened to your worst enemies, people are gonna give a hats off to that person. But anyways, so, you know, it's like, I'm doing research, right? I'm like, man, even like, I don't want to vote for Kamala, and I'm like a liberal Democrat, left-leaning, you know, from the Bay Area kid, right? And yeah, and I always thought that, you know, Donald Trump and Ryan, because they're the devil. But then, like, honestly, I think, I mean, just lay it on facts, right? Just, you know, he's a racist, sexist, you know, misogynist, blah, blah, bad person. But like, I think when it comes down to it, especially when you're family's financial likelihood is the center of principles, people almost don't care about one's ethics, right? Like, even was it Lincoln? I don't know, Lincoln. Bill Clinton, who was like, it's the economy, comma, stupid, and Ronald Reagan, stuff like that. And actually, it does seem like the truth is, at the end of the day, economics is actually the most important thing. And even Michael Saylor, who I consider, you know, history of science, velociraptor meets real businessman. I mean, I think also what's so great about watching Michael Saylor, he's done so many interviews with just like, you know, essentially like random people on Twitter and YouTubes and podcasts. Like, how rare is it that you have a real CEO who's been head of a publicly traded corporation for over 30 years that he founded, who discovers a brand new technology, what is it, he's in like 50s and stuff like that, late bloomer. Space for lease. Yeah, and it's maybe it's a sign, guys. Space for lease. Right there. Ooh. Across the street, what is this? Creative office studio for lease. This is gonna be my next Bitcoin headquarters. And yeah, and I think yeah, like, don't buy Ethereum or anything that's not Bitcoin. Don't even use the word crypto, it's Bitcoin, right? And I mean, think about it. If Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, who owns what, $10 trillion of assets, and they just bought another huge stake in MicroStrategy stock. So anyone who thinks it's crazy, just study the traditional markets. Like, think BlackRock is crazy? No, they're like the biggest financial real estate investors on the planet. Larry Fink, just watch his CNBC interview. So yeah, I think we're entering year one of institutional adoption. I mean, think about it this way. Once Apple, Tesla, Elon Musk, and Elon Musk is friends with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is pro Bitcoin. And it's kind of interesting too, because in terms of fiscal policy, right? The winning strategy is actually a policy or a candidate or somebody who's both pro-American economy and the US dollar and pro-Bitcoin and even the whole crypto economies. Yeah, like, it's kind of a big deal. And I think the reason why people don't like Donald Trump so much is that he is kind of undecipherable, which is true. Then again, most politicians are just a bunch of fakers, right? Oh yeah. Senka's favorite car. Civic Type R. Oh yeah. Loves this car. Pretty cool. Actually, okay, so my favorite thing about the Type R, it's actually this side view mirror piece here is gloss. Yeah, don't buy the loser Porsche. Porsches are full of losers. Oh yeah, Type R, baby. Even Seneca knows. I taught him well that you don't have a stick shift, it's not a real car. It's not a real race car, right? Even he said a McLaren 720S. Shout out to Car Hunter. He wasn't impressed because it had buttons and wheels. Real race cars have stick shifts. Even the new Elantra LN, it looks super cool. But alas, don't buy the house, don't buy the real estates, don't buy things in physical realities, don't buy the loser car. So I just changed the oil in my 2010 Prius after delaying for almost like 3 months, and it was such a freaking pain in the butt. But actually, after doing it, I feel so awesome, because now every time I'm driving the Prius, right, you know, the butt dyno, right, I changed it with a Mobil 1 full synthetic, a brand new K&N oil filter, and it's like so nice. It's like, I love it, right? And as a consequence, every time you drive it, I always feel the pressure. And then also Seneca helped me change the oil, and he's only 3.5 years old. So to me, the reason why this is such a big deal is... What's up, Kai? How you doing, bro?
How are you, man?
How's your family, man?
Now, huh?
Yeah, you're looking good, man.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Yeah, do you get a new 911?
Yeah, we always get a new 911.
Why did they trade it in, do you think?
I don't know. I think this is somebody that it's from my GM family, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a manual.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you're vlogging now.
Yeah, you should... search my YouTube channel later, Eric Kim, E-R-I-C,
Eric Kim?
Last name Kim.
I'll check that.
Yeah, so what car are you into right now?
Right now?
Favorite car. If you had $2 million.
That car.
GR Supra?
Yeah.
You know, it's rare to see a black on black with a stick shift.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to buy it?
It's rare.
No?
Looking for a Sienna. Let me grab the key real quick.
What car are you going to buy?
Sienna.
Let me
grab the key. Oh, yeah.
Toyota Sienna. Why do you like the Sienna?
It's a Toyota.
Are you going to get the hybrid?
No. It's a used one. It's a 17. No, I will never pay the price for a new car.
Oh.
Any new car.
What do you think about the new cars?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Overpriced.
But why does everyone want to buy the brand new thing?
Image, I guess.
But like, if people think you're rich, aren't they gonna try to rob you?
Probably, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
But no, even if I had the money, I will never pay. After COVID, it's just stupid, ridiculous that, you know, that the prices on used and new cars went...
Wait, so why did the COVID cause the prices to go up so much?
Because nobody worked all over the world, I guess.
Yeah.
And so these people didn't have the parts to put
together
the new cars. So they jacked up.
Oh, because all the like factory workers and stuff not working.
And the components for computers and all electronics.
Yeah.
Nobody created anything. Nobody built anything.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, yeah.
For 1 or 2 years, I think.
Wow.
The new cars just came to stop.
Wait, so what are you driving right now, and why do you need the Sienna?
Oh, it's for my wife.
Oh, okay.
Me?
Yeah.
I drive a 1993 Suzuki Sidekick.
Oh, that's a cool car. Dude, you know Suzuki's are getting really hot right now.
Yeah.
Like a lot of Kanye West has one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I drive. That's my commuter. I will never sell that car. Never.
So I have a proud thing. So guess what I drive?
Civic. I don't know.
What's the best Toyota car made of all time?
Corolla. Corolla was at one time.
What's the best MPG car?
The newer one.
The old
Prius. Oh, the old.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it better than Corolla.
The 2 seats in the 911. No limits in the black card. Hey.
Only 66,000. Oh yeah.
But why do I need a Porsche 911 Turbo? What, I'm the Turbo. Turbo's my middle name, suckers.
Right.
Turbo's all I do. Turbo is all I do. Turbo, turbo, turbo. Good morning.
How are you?
How's your knee feeling?
Better. It wasn't me. It's the one who I looked.
Oh.
Knee is all messed up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I was, You're walking good.
Yeah, she's doing better.
I'm never going to step on a bird scooter.
Oh, no.
What's that cute tattoo you have on your arm? The M, was it? Yeah.
It's a little M. It's my grandpa's initial.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, my grandpa and my uncle's.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
Yeah. I have a bunch, but they're all little.
Oh, little ones? Hey, you're walking good.
Thank you.
How you feeling?
It's still in pain.
Hey, you're doing good. You're doing good.
Yeah.
I think the hard thing is... I think the pain is okay.
Yeah.
But it's getting up and walking.
Yeah, because, like, as long as you can still move
when
around.
When I walk without it, like, look, this is me without it. But, like, if,
no,
I,
you're still walking
quick,
good.
If I make a quick turn on, like,
yeah.
My knee just goes through.
No, you're walking good. Yeah.
But right now, it hurts right here. Like, right here.
Yeah, I think a little bit of pain is okay. I think,
because I don't know if I'm gonna do the surgery.
Don't do it. Just do gentle stretching, yogas, do hot baths, take ice baths, take hot baths. Don't do the surgery, because, everyone I've talked to, and I've done so much research on this, surgery is, like, you should only ever do surgery if somebody shot you with a gun, you need to take out the bullet. But a little bit of pain is okay, I think, as long as the mobility. Yeah, but you're doing good. You're walking good. Don't do the surgery. Don't do the surgery. Yeah, you're doing good. See you later. Yeah. Oh, also found a cool car. Oh yeah. GR Corolla. Real man drive stick shift. GR Corolla, GR Corollas. Seneca loves the GR Corolla. I love it too. Okay, so I think so the simple thought is think about the digital realm. The physical realm is an issue because you got issues of, like, decay, you know, degeneration, blah blah, is rust, and, like, I think it's so funny too, because, like, why are people so poor at thinking carte blanche? They think about basics and stuff like that. I think one of the hardest things is, to think first principles, right? So thinking first principles, right? So once again, do you remember back in the day when people were like, this internet thing? Yeah, totally, totally a fad, right? It's like, can you imagine seeing the same thing now? Thank you. I think Bill Gates, and don't trust Bill Gates on anything he says. Come on, he was like freaking Microsoft, right? And also Internet Explorer, probably the worst product made of all time. I remember as a kid using Netscape Navigator. I'm like, this is way better than Mozilla, right? The Bill Gates, the kind of the antitrust, I don't even know what it's called, right? But, like, these unfair, incompetitive practices that, you know, evil, super, uber nerd Bill Gates did. Yeah, don't trust Bill Gates. Just Google it, right? The Elon Musk Twitter thing is, like, easiest thing to kill your boner, right? Actually saw the recent, RoboVan, Robotaxi thing, and the good thing is it looks like Elon looks like he's in good shape now, finally, right? For any great entrepreneur, innovator, blah blah, all you have to do is 100% carnivore diet, intermittent fasting, Erkim style, lift heavy weights every day, it's boom, super easy. And Don't do the running. It's kind of silly. Everyone's staring at me, so what's this guy vlogging himself, right? Actually, the funny thing is, in today's world, the new cultural capital is actually be a vlogger, right? Because you know, everyone watches the YouTubies and stuff like that. And actually, ironically, being here in Culver City, which is like essentially the new Hollywood, we got Amazon Studios, HBO, HBO Max, Disney, Disney Plus, blah, blah, blah. We got the Sony Pictures across the lot and stuff like that. Amazon Studios, everything, Hulu just down the block. And so the funny thing is, all of this media production is in the hands of these different individuals, like the big corporations. But I'm like, it's so much easier just to create your own media. Like, I'm already a Bitcoin billionaire. I don't need the monies, right? And so I think, yeah, the critical thing to consider and assess is, at this point, yeah, you should just do only things because you care for it and you're passionate about it. And there needs to be some sort of like ethical imperative behind things, which means like you do X, Y, and Z because, you know, you got your soul in the game, you got passion in the game. You do it because you really love it and you really care for it. I think the biggest mistakes we make in life is chasing money for the sake of chasing money. But no, I think the reason also why Bitcoin is such a great ethical imperative, I don't know, I just technology, like, it's monetary technology, like, who doesn't like that, right? Even for a minute when I'm like meeting people with doing the financial tech, fintech, right? Like, finance and tech, it kind of makes sense, and Bitcoin is the goat of financial tech. So anyways, simple money making hack strategy, traditional markets, buy MicroStrategy stock, MSTR, ride it up, sell when it's high, use the money to buy Bitcoin, and think about the Jay-Z. Double your money and make a stack, I'm on to the next Bitcoin.